So I was minding my own business the other day when I noticed that I'd received an email in my junk email box. Knowing that my mom's emails sometimes find their way in there through no action on my part, I dutifully checked it, only to read from the email's ray line that there had been a complaint filed against me. That's right, not filed, but filled. Now, normally I would automatically delete such a missive, since it was in my junk email folder and all, but being both a lawyer and curious, I opened it. Besides, who knows what reasons the opportunistic and disgruntled may find to fill a complaint against me. More relevantly, I'd been on the receiving end of some legal correspondence in my day from those who weren't always the most careful proofreaders. To make such a typographical error, from file to fill, wouldn't be that unusual. I must admit that for a couple of seconds after I'd opened the email, it caused me some concern. It wasn't stylish, but it got its point across. The return address was a New York law firm, and I'd been accused of copyright infringement. A hearing was set for mid-April, and at mid-email was a link I could click to read the legal complaint. A quick search for the name of the law firm proved it to be a real business. Uh-oh. But then I looked closer at the email's language. Take this expressive sentence. The reason the lawsuit was filed was due to a completely inadequate response from your company for copyright infringement that our client is a victim of. Okay, I'll admit that lawyers are routinely criticized for having lousy writing, but that's a mouthful of a sentence. Moreover, the proper word would be infringement and not infringement. Oh, and I don't own a company. And then I thought about the legal premise, a copyright infringement claim. That would mean that I'd violated someone's intellectual property rights, and that's not an easy thing for a copyright-conscious lawyer who's lectured repeatedly about the dangers of just that. Finally, the email had some serious civil procedure problems. First, notice of a pending lawsuit sent solely by email wouldn't be recognized by most courts. After all, an email can easily find its way into a spam filter, as this one did. Add to that that the would-be hearing was scheduled for a Saturday, which would also be highly unusual for any court. As the final indicator, the email suggested that the hearing would be a pre-trial conference, a meeting more appropriate for hikers than lawyers. Turns out that others have received the same sort of email, legal-sounding language, law firm address, and all. The website Snopes.com reports that it's all a phishing scam, a way to get personal and money-related information, perhaps even money, from a concerned recipient. This must mean that collectively we're getting wise to the email scam in which the sender promises untold riches in exchange for a bank account number or some cash. Now the scammers are using our fear of lawsuits to try to get financial information from us. Beware the email suggesting that a complaint has been filed against you. I'm Amy Guida.